Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. A labor dispute involving the largest union representing state ferry workers is poised to paralyze the Alaska Marine Highway System. Coast Alaska reports that hundreds of ferry workers threatened to strike after contract negotiations broke down. That's following statements from Inland Boatmen's Union of the Pacific and the state's Department of Administration released yesterday. A strike by more than 400 IBU members would effectively shut down sailings for at least half a dozen vessels. Transportation Commissioner John McKinnon said in a statement that ticketed passengers would be offered shoreside support to continue their journey, reschedule, or be refunded. In its statement Tuesday, the union said it delivered a last-minute contract offer to Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration. Hours later, state officials declared an impasse over what is described as the union's demand for a 9% pay increase over 3 years and letting its members choose vessel assignments. The union and state labor relations team have been in meetings to hammer out a new contract that expired in May. Mediations failed after talks broke down last week. The union says 86% of its members voted to reject what is described as a, quote, harsh package that would roll back more than two dozen settlements negotiated over the past 3 years and freeze wages for 5 years. Two other ferry unions are not involved. Both are working under negotiated one-year contract extensions. Two British Columbia teens are suspects in three deaths along the Alaska and Cassiar highways. Royal Canadian Mounted Police say 19-year-old Cam McLeod and 18-year-old Briar Smigelski are suspects in the shooting deaths of 23-year-old Lucas Fowler of Australia and 24-year-old China Deese of North Carolina. Fowler and Deese were tourists found dead along the Alaska Highway near Laird Hot Springs July 14th. The RCMP says McLeod and Smigelski are also suspected in the death of a yet-to-be-identified man whose body was discovered along the Cassiar Highway Friday. RCMP spokesperson Janelle Schoit says the two teens' truck and camper were found burned nearby.
They were initially missing persons, and it's new information that investigators have received that leads now us to believe that Cam and Briar are suspects.
Speaking at a press conference yesterday, Schoit says the two teens were last seen driving an SUV far from the crime scenes.
Investigators have also been able to confirm that Cam McLeod and Briar Smigelski have left British Columbia and have been spotted in northern Saskatchewan. We believe that they're likely continuing to travel.
RCMP credit information from the public with helping unravel the case and track the suspects and continue to ask for assistance, but caution people not to approach the two teens. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McGrory.